Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour for this, the final segment for today being Tuesday. With us in studio from Manpower is our good friend Karen Miller. And Karen is in, we've talked lots about finding employees. We were just talking with our friends from ABI about finding and retaining employees and manufacturing and all those other kinds of things. And you always bring such warmth to the studio.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate that, Michael. That's very nice on a Tuesday, cold, blustery Tuesday afternoon. And, I'm claiming a bad hair day because I've been caught up in the wind. So if you're looking at the picture on the podcast, forgive the hair, okay? But anyhow, we have actually spent an awful lot of time talking about
finding
the candidates, mm-hmm. and where do you look and whatnot. In a competitive job market, what we really want to do, too, though, is if you're an employer out there, you really need to be thinking about retaining your employees. And I know we've talked about that a little bit before in the past. But
it costs less to retain employees than what it does to go out and find new folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. If you've got good people on your team, you want to keep them. And so what I wanted to talk about today is a strategy that employers can use to really take a look and find out, get the pulse on their employees,
sure,
while they're there. And it's called the stay interview. We've all for years, you've heard about the exit interview, and many of you are leaving. Right. Why the heck are we waiting until people walk out the door to find out why they left, right? Let's find out why they want to stay with us. What do they like about their job? What don't they like about their job? And maybe take some action while we have them and they're good producing solid employees before maybe they become disgruntled or maybe, your competitor.
Or maybe their needs aren't met in one way or another. And, many, many millennials are getting into the world of business,
right,
because they believe in the company or they believe in the action of the company or the social motivation of the company. And if you don't know that, how are you going to keep them?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think, I think a couple of things everybody needs to keep in mind is, of course, you can't wait to the exit interview. That's a waste of time.
Right.
I mean, at that point, you're just gathering information that's probably going to be discarded anyway.
I hate you.
Exactly.
I'm leaving. Yeah.
Well, and then also, too, at the performance review,
right,
the time of the performance review, you really should be focusing on individual performance. But the stay interview.
And how often should you do a stay interview?
Great question. And the stay interview really for your long-term employees should happen probably twice a year.
Really?
Because circumstances change. Your brand new employees, you're going to want to find out at the 30-day mark, the 60-day mark, the 90-day mark, how are they enjoying their job? What do they like most about their job? I've got a whole series of questions here that we can ask.
Let's do that.
Of course.
You've got
questions. I always
have
the top 10 list of questions to ask. But
I think this is so critical for businesses to understand. It's just like asking your consumer, so what do you think of us?
Right.
They'd be surprised at how many businesses don't know what consumers think of them, and they just take it for granted. They come back time after time after time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the important thing to know, though, before we get into any questions, with the stay interview, this should not, and I underline that 15 times, should not be executed by the HR department. It's got to be the direct boss, the one who has the relationship with their direct report. So the manager or the supervisor who's got that relationship, that needs to be the person saying, hey, let's go for coffee or let's go for lunch, and kind of make it more of an impromptu type of situation where it's a very comfortable, safe environment. It's not performance related. It's just
let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what kinds of questions should be included in a stay interview? You got any?
I do. Of course I do. I've got like top 10 questions that you can ask. I think the important thing to know, too, is that you don't want to feed any information to the employee ahead of time, like saying, what would you change about our communication? That would not be the way to ask the question. It's instead, you would want to say something like, is there enough two-way communication between?
Really open-ended.
Really, really open-ended, because you don't want to set the organization up for feeding responses,
right,
but on the same token, you want to create an open dialogue. So some of the questions, some of the great questions that you'd want to ask is, you know, what makes you jump out of bed in the morning and want to come to work?
Now, why do you do this?
Why do you do this? Or what makes you want to hit the snooze button?
Yeah, you know? Likewise.
Exactly, exactly. What are you passionate about with your job?
Okay.
If you could change your role completely, what would you miss about what you're currently doing?
See, that is a good question because, you know, what would you miss? Because in the answer lies the secret of why they enjoy working there.
Absolutely.
And you can build on those things.
Absolutely. So you need to uncover, is it the culture? You know, oftentimes, especially as we're taking a look at work environment, I mean, hey, we're spending more time with our coworkers than we are with our families. So it has to be a positive, engaging work environment. Nobody wants to come to a job that is complete and pure drudgery. Unless you've got a whole lot of people that you can commiserate with and you're all supporting each other. But really, it's the environment. It's the work environment that you're looking at. So a couple other ones that you might want to think about is, you know, if you won the lottery and you didn't have to work, what would you miss most?
Another question about what makes your job good.
Right.
All right.
You know, what about your last position? What did you love in your last position that you're not currently doing?
What a great question for people that have been there for a long period of time, maybe moved up the ladder, and they get to a certain position, and they're going, you know, I would really like to do that stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. You will find that with supervisors and managers who were promoted, and, you know, as much as they want to be promoted, sometimes that leading a team or being responsible for a team can also be the biggest headache as well, too. Yeah. You know, and sometimes they miss.
I totally understand. You know, I went from a vice president of a corporation to the president of the corporation. Every day I was at the top spot, I thought, you know, I really would like to go back to that.
It's lonely at the top, isn't it?
Yep. Yes.
You know, other things, what makes for a great day at work? Or, I love this one, if you had a magic wand, what would be the one thing you would change about your work, your role, and your responsibilities? So then you really kind of uncover some of the challenges about the work that they do. So are there systems that need to be changed? Are there processes that need to be changed? Is it a work environment that needs to be adjusted? So that one I love because it reveals an awful lot. So again, if you had a magic wand, what would be the one thing you would change about your work, your role, and your responsibilities?
With all of these questions, one of the things I think is probably very important is whomever is doing the interview, the supervisor, the boss, whomever that happens to be, might want to maybe memorize some of these rather than have it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a conversation?
Either that or write it in your hand when you're out at the coffee shop and you can look at the palm of your hand.
Again, if you want to keep it light and not like it's a performance review or something like that, you want to at least be able to articulate these questions in a way that's comfortable and conversational.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the important thing, too, when you're doing a stay interview is reassuring the individual that, hey, you know what, I just want to find out what do you enjoy because, you know, you're a stellar employee. We want to keep you here. We want to keep you happy. What do you like? What don't you like? And I think that what a stay interview does is it demonstrates to the employee that you really care about them. You value them. Absolutely. You want to keep them as part of your team. And it's when we don't take the time to ask those questions, then our staff, you know, opportunities will come up. And again, in Iowa, especially the metro area, there's an awful lot of competition for talent. And people are, whether you know it or not, people are calling your employees and trying to headhunt them out of the work that they're doing.
I just saw a statistic the other day that millennials expect to transfer jobs anywhere from 4 to 5 times in 5 years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the crazy statistics, kind of tying right into that, is I saw by the time a millennial hits age 38, they've had 13 different jobs.
I mean, hello.
So they're moving every 2 years unless you're a company that demonstrates that that they're valued and the employee can feel appreciated. Now, granted, sometimes turnover is good. We do want to weed out those that don't fit with our organizations. But my gosh, there's nothing more devastating than having a top performer that makes a job change.
Absolutely. Yeah. How many questions are there?
Well, I have 11 here.
Do you have one more?
I do. Actually. What's bothering you most about your job is another great one. Or what do you think about the way Oh, what do you think about on your way to work? Do you want to be going to work or don't you want to be coming to work?
What great insightful questions to ask somebody. And again, if the pressure's off and there's no scary stuff going on, hey, why not?
Hey, yeah, it's we want more people like
and
you.
And you front end that by saying, you know, you've been a great employee and we want to find out what makes this a great experience for you.
Absolutely.
And you're helping us out because we want more just like you.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And why not save the money rather than looking for new people? Keep the folks that you got.
Absolutely. Yeah. Turnover's expensive.
Oh, boy.
So you want to keep those folks. Again, your rock stars you want to keep. You want to make sure that they're part of your team, and you want to do everything in your power to keep them happy.
All right.
So what does that mean? And you need to ask those questions while they're there rather than when they're walking out the door.
It's called a stay interview, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Karen Miller, for doing this again.
All right. Oh,
it's always a pleasure. You know, the studio always smells better when you're... What is that fragrance? Go ahead and make the plug.
Forever Red by Bath and Body Works.
Really?
It's my body shampoo I use every day.
Oh, we're in. It's all right. All right, we've got to clear out of here because it's coming up on 6 o'clock, and that means we turned into pumpkins. Thanks, Karen, for coming in, as always. Karen Miller from Manpower. We'll have that conversation up on our podcast for you to listen to at your leisure. Also, our thanks to Kim and Kathy from Iowa Association of Business and Industry, talking about the upcoming Taking Care of Business Symposium in Sioux City. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls. The program director for the stations is Mark Miller. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayers, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jimmy Olson, I did say that, didn't I? Oh, the music that you're hearing right now is all from James Goodlett. Good stuff, original stuff to the News Hour. He can do the same for your business. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.